Bismillah, alhamdulillah, you're listening to Islam Tomorrow. And we're broadcasting almost live today, all the way from Panama. Not the Panama Canal, we're in Panama City, Florida. We're here with our brothers, it's after the Salat al-Fajr. And this is called the Khatira in the Arabic language, and it's usually something short, unless I do it, and then because of my slowness, it becomes long. But anyway, alhamdulillah, this is what we're going to today talk about, the two religions of Christianity and Islam. And we want to mention that Muslims believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus as the Messiah or Christ. We believe that he was, in fact, a miracle birth, the Immaculate Conception, which is mentioned a lot, and that his mother was, in fact, giving birth to him without, as a virgin, without any human intervention. Also, that Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, he did many miracles by the permission of Allah, such as to restore even life to a dead person. Along the way, he also helped people to become well who had been sick. They were cured miraculously, giving sight to the blind person. And an amazing thing that happens was his ascension, the ascension of Jesus, something that Muslims believe in. And then his return in the last day to guide the true believers to a victory over the evil of this world. And that these people will in fact be very happy and they will be pleased, not only in this life, but in the resurrection and in the hereafter. So this is some of the beliefs of the Muslim. And I particularly wanted to share a story with you today, narrated to us, not something in the Bible, although you'll notice some things in it that may remind you of the Bible, but it's a story that comes to us by way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, by the way, he believed in Jesus so much, and he was telling things about Jesus that were revealed to him through the angel Gabriel. Now, it's interesting, the angel Gabriel is the same one who told Mary that she was going to have Jesus. The angel came and told them, told her that she was going to have Jesus, and subhanAllah, this is the same angel who comes to Muhammad and teaches him. And this is the story now of who ate the third loaf of bread. Some of you perhaps have heard this. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us that once upon a time that Jesus, peace be upon him, gave some money to one of his companions, and he told him to go into town and get some food for everybody. And the man took the money. He went into a town close by, bought the food. There wasn't very much money, and all he was able to buy was three loaves of bread. And he was very, very hungry. And he realized that there was just these three loaves of bread. So he decided to eat one loaf of the bread himself. And then when he got back, he just handed the bread over to Jesus, who asked him, who ate the third loaf of bread? And immediately the man said, but there are only two loaves of bread. And Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him, didn't say anything else, but they continued on the journey with their companions. Later on, the companions succeeded in hunting a deer, and they killed the deer, and they were cooking it and eating from the deer. Then Jesus, peace be upon him, he stood up and he asked Allah to bring the deer back to life. And in less than a second, the deer jumped back up and ran away. And the people were amazed that how could this deer that we just killed, and we cooked him, and we were eating him, and then suddenly he just jumps up and runs away. So then Jesus looked at the man who had gone after the bread, and he said, I'm asking you by the one who brought this deer back to life, who ate the third loaf of bread? And immediately the man said, there were only two loaves of bread. Again, Jesus, peace be upon him, didn't say anything, and they continued on their journey. Now, while they were walking, they came across a river that had been flooded up. Jesus, peace be upon him, asked them to hold his hand. So everybody joined hands with him, and they were able to walk across the top of the river and walk all the way to the other side. When they got to the other side, the people were amazed, you know. How could this be? He said to this same man again, he said, I'm asking you by the one. In other words, I'm asking you by the one who made it for us to be able to cross this river by walking on top of it, who ate the third loaf of bread? And immediately he said, listen, there were only two loaves of bread. So Jesus, he didn't say anything again, and they went on. Then they came to a desert. And that's when Jesus, peace be upon him, took three big piles of sand. Then he asked Allah, change this into gold. And this man was watching this. And suddenly, the piles of sand became piles of gold. And he said, one pile is for me. And he looked at the man and he said, one pile is for you. And the third pile is going to be for the one who ate the third loaf of bread. The man quickly said, I'm the one who ate the third loaf of bread. And Jesus told him, then all three piles of gold are for you, but do not accompany us anymore. But the man didn't care. He was so happy, he sat down in front of his new fortune, and he started dreaming of what he was going to do with it. He was smiling all alone, looking at his wealth. Suddenly, three thieves came upon him, and they saw, here's a man sitting alone with this huge treasure of gold. First thing they did, they killed him. Then they divided the gold. Each one of them took one of the big piles of gold. And then they sent one of them to go in and get some food so they could eat and then plan out their future. So one of the thieves, he went to town to buy food. No, he didn't take one of the loaves of bread like the other guy. Instead, he decided to poison the food so when he goes back, the people will eat the poison, they'll die, and he'll get all three shares of gold for himself. And this is what he did. But his friends, who he'd left behind, were also plotting against him. And they decided that when this man comes back, we'll jump him from the two sides, kill him, and then we'll divide up his share of the gold amongst ourselves. So they killed him when he came back, and then they sat down to enjoy their meal. And they ate the poisoned food. And a few minutes later, they both died, and they all were laying there. When Jesus, peace be upon him, came back with his companions, they passed by the very same spot, and there they saw their former companion laying on the ground. And the other three thieves laying there too, all of them dead. And all three piles of gold laying there. And he pointed to this and he said, this is the life of this world. In the Arabic called Al-Hayat al-Dunya. This is the life of this world. And this is what it will do for those who seek after it. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is narrating this story, and he's telling this. This is what Jesus said. What an amazing statement. The life of this world is just like this, that the people will chase it, even killing each other for it. And then what? And then what will you have? And when it's all over, you'll die too, and it'll all be left behind. And this is what happens for those who go after it. Then the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he added, he said, whoever sets the akhirah, the hereafter, as his target, his goal, Allah will make his riches in his heart, and then Allah will gather his affairs for him, and the world will come to him. It'll come to him even though he's not chasing after it whatsoever. But whoever sets this world as his goal, then Allah will make him see poverty right in front of his eyes. he will let this man's affairs become disunited, and nothing will come to him of this world except what Allah has destined for him. Imagine that. Whoever chases after this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it so that all he's going to do is keep being aware of how poor he is and let his affairs become falling apart. Nothing will come to this man in this world except what Allah has destined for him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq or the success to know and realize that chasing after the worldly matters is of no real benefit for us. But to chase after the akhir, the next life, is what really, really will benefit us the most. Ameen. This hadith that was read to you this morning is from the collection of Imam Tirmidhi, who, alhamdulillah, like many of the great imams, collected hadith, talked about the hadith to his companions, and we're passing this tradition on today the same way. So to learn more about hadith, be sure and visit our website, islamtomorrow.com/hadith, H-A-D-E-E-T-H. You're listening to Islam Tomorrow, broadcasting live today. Stay tuned for more right here.